Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Get the scuttlebutt on your favorite teams here on The Fan.
Danielle McCartney. Sports Radio 101.9 FM. The Fan. WFAN.
Well, 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 welcome in. Good Sunday evening to you, New York sports fan. I am Danielle McCartney, and I'll be talking all things New York sports with you right up till 9 p.m. here in New York City and beyond. So thanks for tuning in. We've got Paulie Rosenberg and I live right here in Lower Manhattan, 888-808-1019. But you already knew that. Call me up, be part of the conversation, and happy Father's Day to you and to yours and to mine. I think he's listening right now. I don't know. My pool guy, my landscaper, my dog babysitter, my gutter cleaner. I mean, we could be all here all day listing all the things my father does for me. So thanks, Dad. Happy Father's Day. We'll go out to dinner soon. Well, it's been a series to forget for the New York Yankees and the New York Mets. We'll get to both today. I was just telling Emmanuel, I want to do a little hockey today. If you don't mind, we could talk about Chris Kreider and that number 20. Inevitably going to be hanging from the rafters at the Garden, whether you like it or not. An update on the New York Knicks head coaching carousel, which is going to start turning this week. I'm not impressed by either candidate, long story short. And whatever else you want to talk about, I'm good for it. The Mets, Soto, not great in this series. Wah, wah. But we start following a Yankees-Red Sox game, of course, with the New York Yankees, and it has been a series to forget. I mean, it's the first time they have been swept this season, and oh yeah, it was at the hands of the Boston Red Sox. Now, I want you to think back to the fall, back to the postseason, to the World Series even, and I want you to think about what you and I talked about after all of those games. Well, not all of those games, but the games that I followed here at The Fan. What were the number 1, 2, 3, and 4 complaints of this postseason and of this past World Series? Where did the Yankees need to improve? Okay, well, if you missed it or you weren't paying attention, which you were, let me remind you. Base running was the number one concern. Number two, Judge not coming through in big spots. Fielding, number three. And number four, starts behind the ace. It was Gerrit Cole at the time, of course. Those starts were unreliable and inconsistent at best. Fast forward to now. fast forward to today and this weekend. The Yankees, the Red Sox, the team atop the AL East, and the other in the basement of the division, it doesn't matter when the tale is as old as time, as is this one between these two teams. There's just something about an old foe, one who knows you so, so well, that shows you who you are or might be. Now, this weekend, what is most concerning to me is that the Red Sox exposed the Yankees on those very same aspects or concepts or bullet points that haunted the Yankees in the postseason last year. The Boston Red Sox this weekend sent the Yankees back into their old ways. Now, number one, we'll go in order. Number one, going into this Boston series, the Yankees had made only 13 outs as a result of base running mistakes, which is one of the fewest in the entire league. Back to their old ways this weekend was, at times, like watching a little league team run the bases. There was something every night of this Red Sox series. Friday night, Volpe out at third. I mean, I thought he was safe, to be honest, but either way, the play was challenged and the play was reviewed. The call stood. Volpe was out. Again, at third base, that was. Saturday night, top seven, two outs, runners on first and second for the Yankees. 2-2 count to Grisham. And Jason Dominguez inexplicably just took off. He just started running. Easy play. He was tagged out on his way to third base. Threat over, inning over. And after the game, he said, this was a quote, he said, "For some reason, I thought he had two strikes. I have nothing to say, no excuses. I made a mistake." Now, I understand he took accountability for it, and that's what you want him to do in that situation, but it's inexcusable. A mental mistake, okay? Because that's what it was. It was a 2-2 count, and he thought it was strike three. It wasn't strike three, or the count was made 2-2. It was a mental mistake for a team that was already struggling physically in that game and in that series. And that's, to compound it with a mental mistake, that is as bad as it gets. I'm sorry. And how about today? With the Yankees finally mounting a little bit of something against Bayo in the bottom of the third, Jazz Chisholm Jr., it's your turn. I mean, he was at the plate. Ben Rice was his turn this time around because Ben Rice was picked off between second and third base. I mean, what was he thinking? It ended the half of the inning, by the way. Jazz Chisholm got another chance at bat at the top, the bottom of the fourth, but it ended the inning for the Yankees. The threat was over. The inning was over. Where was Ben Rice going? What was he thinking? And Paulie's got the clip here of here's Ben Rice after the game talking about his base running gaffe earlier today.
Yeah, I just kind of sensed that he was falling into a rhythm. Thought I had a shot to get two guys in scoring position there, but fortunately got the timing pick on perfect there. So
his offense has been quiet. Obviously, we faced some solid pitching as well, but just overall, what do you think's going on with the offense?
Yeah, I think we got pitched tough this series. I mean, I don't think it really has as much to do with the talent of our hitters. I think, you know, we're all good hitters. We got a good lineup, got good depth. So, I mean, I think we'll bounce back.
What was it about Bayo today?
Yeah, I think he was getting some early weak contact, I think. He was striking guys out, too. He just had good stuff. I think he just commanded his stuff in the zone and was staying aggressive with us.
We used to see Judge have a big game pretty much every day of the season. Just what do you make of his series here?
I don't make much of it. I mean, if I could have that guy hitting every single at bat, even if he's not at his best, I would do it. So I'm sure he'll bounce back. He'll be all right.
Ben, you guys have a weekend where you're not producing a lot offensively. Is it tough as a hitter not to be a little more anxious to try to do something? Is it tough to stay in your regular type of mode?
Maybe. I mean, I think most of us do a pretty good job of just taking it pitch by pitch, understanding the situation, knowing not to do too much. Everyone kind of knows who they are as a hitter. But yeah, I mean, maybe sometimes you can go after one on the edge that maybe you shouldn't have. But I mean, that's just kind of baseball.
Yeah. So
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Ken Rice hit on a lot of things there and a lot of things that I'm going to continue to talk about. I mean, the second thing that these Red Sox exposed in this weekend series against the Yankees, similar to what the Yankees struggled with last postseason, was the fact that, you heard him talk about it, Aaron Judge can't get it going when the team needs him most. I mean, look, I am fully and 100% aware that Judge leads the league in so many offensive categories. I mean, like most of them, AL MVP favorite. Understood, I get it, point, extremely well taken. So maybe it's just frustration that he had such a terrible series against the Red Sox. Maybe it's that, of all teams. I mean, look, I know he came through Friday night with that moonshot to send it to extras. I was here, watching it. But the fact of the matter is this, Crochet struck him out three times prior to that. Today, after striking out three times today, he had his third career streak of three games with three or more strikeouts, Aaron Judge. And as it turns out, that home run the other night was his only hit in this series. He was 1-for-12 with 9 strikeouts. That is absolutely brutal. And when you combine that with poor base running, with a non-existent offense, it's a recipe for disaster, which this weekend, no doubt, was. And number three, how about the fielding problems that plagued the Yankees during last postseason and again in the World Series? Well, the Red Sox, in a way, exposed it again this weekend. Just think about the early goings earlier today. Volpe had a terrible compound error in the first inning that started with a bad bobble. Then, is it Romy? Romy Gonzalez running towards third, head first slide. His face hit the dirt miles before the bag. He slowed down immensely, got up bleeding. And Jazz Chisholm Jr., inexplicably, was standing at third base and reached forward in a squatting position to tag him. Gonzalez got his hand in. I mean, it's fundamental. Gonzalez, safe. And as it turns out, he ended up scoring. As it always seems to be in these situations, he ended up scoring. 1-0 Sox. And in these types of situations, it's the little things that add up, especially in a game with a final score of 2-0. And number four, finally, the Red Sox in this series exposed the Yankees' starting pitching staff. Remember last year when I called it Gerrit Cole and the question marks, the starting pitching staff in this rotation? Well, the Red Sox this weekend made me reinvent that saying. Max Fried and the question marks, it is. I mean, really. And there are two points within this point. A, Max Fried today, just look at the stat line. 7 innings pitched, 6 hits, 2 runs, 9 strikeouts. And if you weren't watching the game, you take a look at that and you're like, wow, great outing by Max Fried. The Yankees definitely won that game. Until you see, today they went 0 for 5 with runners in scoring position, were terrible on the Bates pass, poor fielding, and, you know, they didn't score a single run today. You can't win games if you can't score runs, no matter who's on the mound. Even if Cy Young was on the mound, you can't win games if you can't score runs. And speaking of scoring runs, this weekend, Yankees offense scored a total, grand total, of 4 runs. Think about how long the New York Yankees have been around. That 4 runs over the course of 3 games, I mean, it's tied for the fewest at Fenway Park for a 3-game series of all time. Again, you can't win games if you can't score runs. This series, if you extrapolate it out, the Yankees were 3 for 18 with runners in scoring position. And that is simply not going to get it done. Whether you're playing the Dodgers or you're playing the worst team in the league or a team like the Red Sox towards the bottom of your division, but with a lot that they want to prove, especially at home. And B, getting back to Max Fried and the question marks. Well, to you, I present the Boston Red Sox / New York Yankees question marks. Friday night, Yarborough lasted just 4 2/3. 4 hits, 1 earned run, 3 walks, 3 strikeouts. And then, because of that short outing, it made Aaron Boone bring in and burn. Friday night in game 1 of the series, the A-team bullpen in the loss. Now, Saturday night, last night, Rodon, a smidge better, 5 innings pitched, gave up 7 hits, 4 runs, 3 of which were earned, just 4 strikeouts and 2 walks. Not what you're looking for from your number 2 guy. So, exposed again, really, for the first time this season, that is the starting pitching behind the ace. Now, look, I fully understand that the Yankees are still one of the best teams in the league. Check the standings, right? I understand that Judge is probably going to win the AL MVP. Check the competition, right? But this weekend and this series against the Boston Red Sox, to me, was unnerving because it has exposed again and brought back to light a lot of the negatives of this Yankees team that held it back in the postseason and in the World Series last year. Bad base running, an invisible Judge with a non-existent offense, poor defense, and starting pitching question marks beyond the ace. 888-808-1019. Am I right? Am I off base? Look, this was concerning. This series was concerning. Again, 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. My name is Danielle McCartan with you on WFAN until 9 p.m. Coming right back with your phone calls.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave. I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.